Nadine Youssef is struggling to find the English word for something.
We believe if you saw that one, what they call it? Not the bomb being that. I don't know in English.
I don't know in English either, and that's my first language.
She draws a picture to help explain.
Yeah. So when you saw this one, that's mean you are lucky because it went through.
It goes over.
Over you.
Yeah.
If you didn't see, this is a problem. So we believe when we see
this one. When Nadine sees this, she points to her sketch. She's drawn what appears to be some sort of ammunition. It looks like a missile. That's what she means by this one.
Imagine you raised in this situation from, just 9.
Nadine tells me that she saw these apparent missiles from outside her classroom window when she was at school as a child. She's from Iraq, and she's telling me what it was like to grow up there. During her childhood, the war between Iraq and Iran was in full flow. That war ended in 1988, but as an adult, unrest and violence in the area forced Nadine and her family to leave. So, in 2006, along with her husband and children, she moved to Syria and filed for refugee status. And since 2014, they've lived in the US.
But it takes 8 years to come here.
Just a year after her arrival in the US, Nadine started her own business in Buffalo, New York. During her time in the US so far, Nadine's noticed that there are stereotypes some people hold about refugees, and there's a certain stereotype Nadine hopes to bust.
Many people, you know, they thought we are refugee, we are poor. Actually, it's opposite.
This is Lifted by Rise Collaborative, the podcast profiling people and perspectives of a community in modern America. Hear Nadine's story after this. This episode is brought to you by Core Marketing Agency. Core is proud to be a part of the new business renaissance in Buffalo. Core has had the opportunity to work with new startups, nonprofits, and established brands. The key to Core success is taking the time to understand your business goals, how you connect and develop meaningful relationships with your customers, and drawing a clear picture of the value your business brings to the community. You focus on your message. Core focuses on the tech end of things. Core is currently offering a free website with the purchase of any SEO or social media package. Learn more at coremarketingagency.com. That's K-O-R-E, marketingagency.com. Nadine has a small business in Buffalo's West Side Bazaar, a hub of retailers from all over the world. Inside, there are people selling food, clothing, and accessories from places like Ethiopia, Burma, and Malaysia, to name just a few. It's a busy and noisy Saturday lunchtime, and amongst the hubbub, you'll find Nadine's place.
I rent the booth here, and almost all my stuff is my handmade. I do the macrame. Macrame is the name of the technique.
Macrame is the art of knotting cord or string in patterns to make decorative items. And Nadine's stand is adorned with all of the macrame decorations she's designed and made. Her small booth is packed. From countertop stands dangle keychains, hair clips, and seasonal decorations. And the ceiling, well, that's decked with hanging macrame plant holders. And while we talk, she makes a keychain. It's a change from what she used to do in Iraq.
I have a bachelor degree on static science. And when I finish the college, I work on the bank for 2 years. And then when I get my first baby, I had to leave everything.
And before all of that, when she was younger, Nadine used to travel all over Europe with her parents for their work. They were both engineers.
I went to Paris, Roma, London, German.
I think Nadine is trying to debunk a myth by telling me all of this. During our conversation, she seems really keen for me to understand that she's from an educated, pretty middle-class background. In Iraq, she lived in a good neighbourhood in a two-storey family home. It's as though she's encountered a lot of assumptions about her background, people that assume she's from a life of poverty. In fact, when Nadine and her family had to leave Iraq for Syria, it was a shock. Obviously, it was a complete upheaval of the norm for her. And financially speaking, it meant the start of 8 years with no income.
Because we are refugees, they don't allow us to work. So if you work, you have to work like under the table. You used to live like in big house, and you have car, you have money, and every year you lose something. It's not good. And every year we give up, we say there is no chance to live, and we try to decide to go back, and our family say, no, don't go back. It's a very bad situation.
This state of limbo, the time it takes to process a refugee application, is something that Nadine thinks puts many Iraqis off leaving, like she did. Nadine tells me that she left because she felt she needed a better life for her children, a safer life, even if that meant starting over. Nadine went back to visit Iraq a few years ago, after her dad passed away, and she said that she couldn't wait to get back to the US. She found that even the Iraqi people had changed. This made me wonder whether she feels as though she belongs anywhere.
When people say, what nationality are you? Do you say Iraqi?
Of course.
And you'll always say that?
Of course. That's why I put my flag. I'm only person in the bazaar that put their flag.
She points up above our heads at her business sign. It reads, Macrame by Nadine. And next to that writing is a small image of the flag of Iraq.
I want to keep it. Yeah.
It's a statement of Nadine's identity, but it's also a symbol of the Iraq that she remembers. She's finished that keychain she's been making. She hangs it on the counter, ready to be sold. Since she's been in Buffalo, she's been able to earn money and move forward with her life. The years of waiting are over, and Nadine is making the most of it, one macrame item at a time. Been listening to Lifted, a podcast by Rise Collaborative. Thank you to Core Marketing for sponsoring this episode. Well, we're now 3 episodes into Lifted, so if you're enjoying it, leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps more people to find the podcast and hear the stories of Western New Yorkers making things happen. Lifted is a weekly podcast, and you can find more episodes wherever you found this.